Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our Hideaway studio in East County. Today, we're going to be talking with some candidates running for the Cajon Valley School District. There are five candidates running for two seats in this race, and they are both open, meaning the incumbents are not running for re-election, so there's some real opportunity to make change. We have two of the candidates with us today, Devorah Fox and Ramona Irwin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miriam.
The other candidates who are running are Karen Clark Mejia, who is endorsed by the Republican Party and a lot of the conservative interests, Jim Miller, who's also endorsed by the Republican Party and various conservative interests, and a fifth candidate, Michael George, who we couldn't find. We did attempt to invite all of them. We invited Ms. Clark Mejia and Mr. Miller. They did not respond. And Mr. George does not have a website, has no contact information listed at the registrar's office, and did not submit a ballot statement. So unfortunately, we weren't able to include him. But at any rate, we are delighted to have the two of you join us on the show today. I would like to start by asking each of you to tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for the board. Let's start with Devorah.
Hi, thank you, Miriam. My father was a teacher, so I first got, introduced to the professional end of teaching from my father, who was an auto mechanics teacher at a vocational school. Mm-hmm. And then later I went on and I taught also in LA. I taught English for middle school and high school students. I saw a lot of the problems that the kids had. And at that time, I really did not have the training I needed to handle the situations which they were facing. So I came down to San Diego and I got first a master's degree and then a doctorate in clinical psychology at Alliant International University. I taught over at Children's Outpatient Psychiatry, and I've also worked with the veterans over at the VA.
That sounds like those would be skills that could be very helpful, especially that psychological background in dealing with the students in our public schools. Ramona, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am currently a fourth-year student of social work at San Diego State University. This semester, I'm doing two internships, one teaching workers' rights issues to the immigrant children in Cesar Chavez High School. I'm also working with the elderly population at Jewish Family Services. So I'm busy with those things. I'm also the mom of a 17-year-old son who struggles with ADHD. I've been through the system and dealt with his IEP issues and all of his challenges with school over these years. And I've seen a lot of these same challenges happening with the students who don't fit into the parameters established in, some office somewhere where this person doesn't know my child. And so going through the school system as the mom of a son with special needs has been challenging. Being a student myself, I understand the way it is to have mounds of homework and no time to do it and the stress. And I'm really looking forward to being involved in this community and helping to make our students ready for tomorrow's world.
Yeah. What do each of you consider the most important issue or issues in this district that you would like to address? And I would also like you to let our listeners know what you've seen about the district that you think is positive and what you think is most important to try to change. Ramona, let's let you take this one first.
So when I met with the superintendent and took a tour of the facilities, I was really impressed, and actually I was quite blown away at how progressive and innovative this school district is. They have TED Talks, they have a computer academy, they have a language academy. It's insanely up to date, and they're really forward thinking and gearing our kids towards what the future of tomorrow is. And so I'm really excited at what they're doing in the school district. I would like to see that more widely publicized, because when people know about a great school district, it grows a great community. People want to come and be a part of that community, and it can draw some really great new residents. Their challenges are, we in East County, we have a lot of recent immigrants, and integrating the children into our social mores is something I know that's being worked on right now, and I'm excited about that because diversity is a strength. especially, you know, it gives our kids an opportunity to practice for what tomorrow, what they're going to be doing in the future when they go to work. So there are a lot of really great things about this district, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Okay, very good. And Devorah, let's hear from you.
Well, I agree with Ramona. Dr. Miyashura is fabulous, our school superintendent. And they're doing so many innovative things. The TED Talks, whether I end up, you know, being on the school board or not, I want to be involved with the kids doing the TED Talks, coaching and helping them with that. They're also doing a reach out into the community. They're right now looking at the funds for that and a program for that so that children aren't isolated in school until they get out there into the real world. They're trying to build those connections as they go on. A kind of little funny story. I remember when I was a little kid and just started school, I went out shopping with my mom one weekend and I saw my school teacher there. And I said, Mommy, Mommy, that's my teacher. What is she doing here? Because as a little one, the teacher was kind of in that room with the blackboard and the desks and everything else. So he's starting at an early age to help connect children to the real world and to work. Like Ramona, I think one of the areas of focus that we really need is on the cultural and the social skills. The kids who were born and raised here with parents who were born and raised here, they can learn so much from having people from all different countries and areas speaking different languages coming here so that they learn about the larger world without having to step out of their own town. At the same time, that does bring challenges to teach social skills. And a lot of the kids who are born here need those too.
I know I've heard you mention that you would like to see more done as far as English skills also to help the newcomers. And we should mention that the Cajon Valley School District is one of the most diverse districts in all of California, certainly in our region, with not only the many Latino students that they've long had, but now many refugees and immigrants coming here from the Middle East.
Yes, that's right. Right now I'm working over at the Sunday school for my church where everyone is from Mosul. And
oh,
so all of my students for Sunday school have English really as a second language. And what is spoken at home is Arabic, Syriac, they have for church. So I use some of the Bible lessons and some of the Sunday school lessons to also reinforce their English speaking skills and to reinforce cultural lessons as well.
Now, I know that sometimes when people hear folks have very strong church ties, one of the questions in school board races that always arises is whether you believe in the separation of church and state. Do you think that things like creationism should be taught in the public school? Or should that be reserved for being taught at the churches for those who believe that?
I believe it should be at the church. Even if you just take one religion, let's say Christianity, there are so many different denominations between and differences in the particulars of a belief, whether you're Orthodox, whether you're Catholic. Mm-hmm. And only people from those churches, I feel, should really be teaching. I would not want anyone else teaching my child Christianity other than me and the church that I would bring my child to.
What are your views on that, Ramona?
I absolutely believe in the separation of church and state. That's the foundation of our country. I don't think it's the school's place to teach any sort of religious background or views, and that should completely be reserved for the religious beliefs of the parents.
Okay. We've mentioned that the two prominent candidates who are not here are endorsed by the conservative interests, the Republican Party, in one case, the Lincoln Club. We should mention, by the way, that Jim Miller did not get the Lincoln Club endorsement. Last time he ran, it was for judge, and they actually yanked that endorsement because he misled them during an interview and didn't mention that he'd been removed as a judge pro tem when he was running for a judicial seat. So that was interesting. But anyway, they're not here. You are. But I understand that the two of you collectively kind of come from the more moderate, progressive side of the political aisle. Can you tell us a little bit about your political views and or the prominent endorsements you'd like to share? Ramona, we'll let you go first.
Sure. I'm very progressive. I'm a liberal. When I was first going to run, I was kind of told not to maybe broadcast that so much. However, I realized in what I've been doing these last few months that there are a lot of progressive people out in East County, way more than I would have ever believed. So I got involved in this race because I got involved in Bernie Sanders' campaign several months ago, and my house ended up becoming kind of a hub for activity, and I've met hundreds of people over these last few months that have come through my house that are just as progressive and idealistic as I am. So I'm proud of my progressive values.
Okay. And I understand you're endorsed by the Progressive Democrats of America and who else?
Yeah, the Progressive Democrats of America, Patrick Malloy, the Bernie Sanders Brigade.
Malloy is the Democrat running against Duncan Hunter for Congress. Devorah, how about you?
Well, I am endorsed by the Democrat Party. I'm very fond of Bernie. Also, I find him, his ethics, his honesty to be beyond compare. Joe Biden, whom I also love, always says, "Don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the alternative." And I am making the switch alongside of Bernie, and I am supporting the full Democrat ticket.
Okay, very good. Thank you for sharing that. This district has the Magnolia Elementary School included in its boundaries, and they had an issue of a toxic plume that was found under that school. They actually shut it down for a whole year, did some remediation, and reopened it. But I've heard from a couple of readers, an attorney that emailed us, who voiced concerns that he felt not enough had been done. If the two of you are elected, I don't know if either of you have had time to research that issue yet, but would you commit that you would take a good look at those studies on all sides of the issues to determine whether enough has been done to protect the health of the children in that school?
Absolutely.
Most certainly.
Okay, very good. I would like to ask each of you where you stand on Measure EE, that is the school bond proposition on the ballot for the Cajon Valley School District. Do you support or oppose it? Devorah.
Yes, I and the Democratic Party do support EE and also 55, which also supports funding for the schools.
That's the statewide ballot proposition. Okay, very good. Ramona, how about you?
Well, it's always been a rule of thumb of mine when I vote to support any measures that increase funding to our schools. I think there's no downside to a well-educated populace, and it takes money to do so. We just need to spend it wisely.
What else would you like our listeners to know that we haven't specifically asked you about?
Just politically, this year has been really, really interesting for me personally, getting involved in being a delegate for Bernie Sanders and witnessing a lot of the things I've seen over these last few months. And having come from a community, the beach community, where I was always involved, has really inspired me to embrace East County and become an active member and do something. You can't not do something when you know that there are things that need to be done. And it is up to us to get involved and to be those grassroots, ground-up candidates and get into the office, because the status quo, it's just not working, you know? It doesn't represent the population anymore. El Cajon is diverse now. It's not just one race. It's not just one religion. You know, there are multiple cultures at work here, and we all need to embrace everybody, and everybody's children matter, and everybody needs a voice and a vote and representation. And so that's why I'm here.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that. Devorah.
I had not really seen myself as going into politics or anything close to that before putting my name in for a seat on the school board. But I have to say that going door to door and meeting people in town, meeting my neighbors, going to, you know, the concerts that are on Main Street, going to the Oktoberfest, and just getting to talk to people and hear their concerns and hear what they have to say, I'm loving campaigning. So I never thought I would say that, but I just love it.
Okay. Well, very good. It's been a delight to have both of you here today, and I really want to thank you for taking the time to come out and speak with us today. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Ramona Irwin and Devorah Fox, who are two candidates running for the Cajon Valley School District Board. Thanks so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you, Miriam.